Yeah.
Did your son tell you that the boys were playing with sticks?
I believe so.
He's got to get his story straight.
There were no sticks and stones.
They called us wimps.
They called you wimps. Why don't you just get on your scooter and leave?
I don't know.
But name-calling ended with broken bones.
We started fighting, and then he flipped me over, and I broke my arm.
I feel completely bad that he broke his arm, but I did not intend for him to break it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. David and Jolene Brown are suing Eric Vara for medical bills and punitive damages resulting from an assault. The Browns claim Eric's 13-year-old son, Ryan, attacked their son, 10-year-old Aaron, and broke his arm.
Order. All rise. This is case number 567 on the calendar, the matter of Brown versus Vara.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Brown, this is your son, who is 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And neither of you witnessed the incident that you're complaining about. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And Mr. Vara, you did not witness this incident.
Correct.
And you wrote the answer that you swore to, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what you told me is what your son told you.
Yes.
And what you told me is what your son told you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this is what the case is about. Mr. and Mrs. Brown, it is your claim that the defendant's son broke your son's arm. Your son's 10, your son is 13.
Yes.
And prior to this incident, I assume they did not know each other.
No, ma'am.
So I'm going to have the parents sit down. Move right over here. Tell me your first name.
Aaron.
Aaron, you have a little brother, according to what I read. Your brother is 8?
Correct.
Is that your brother?
Correct.
And you were visiting your aunt?
Yes.
Had you visited her before?
Yes.
And you were playing outside?
Yes.
Who were you playing outside with?
I was playing with my brother, my cousin, and his friend.
How old is your cousin?
9 years old.
And how old is your cousin's friend?
9 years old.
So you were the oldest?
Yes.
You were playing in the front yard or the backyard?
Front yard.
What were you playing?
Football.
Were you playing anything else?
No.
Now, on the same day, you were out with whom?
One of my friends.
Friend, what is his name?
Marquise.
And how old is he?
13.
What were you doing?
There was a big hill in our street, and me and him were riding up and down the sidewalks on our scooters.
Had you ever passed the house where Aaron was playing?
Yes, ma'am.
How often?
A few times.
Is that near your house?
We are a couple houses down.
How long have you lived there?
We had just moved there. We haven't been there a month.
So you were newcomers to the neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
Had you ever seen Aaron's cousin before?
No, ma'am.
So you didn't know any of the young children who were playing in the front yard?
I knew one of them.
Who?
The 9-year-old, Greg.
Where did you know the 9-year-old from?
When we first moved there, him and his next-door neighbor were outside playing football. And I went over to introduce myself, and we all started throwing the football around.
So you had a pleasant interchange with the 9-year-old and his friend?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I'm going to start with you. So you and your friend Marquise are driving up and down the hill on your scooters.
Yes, ma'am.
And you see these four people outside. I want you to tell me what happened.
Okay, so me and him were...
I want you to tell me from up here. Okay. Go.
Me and my friend Marquise were riding up and down the street on our scooters, and we've passed their house a couple times, and apparently we weren't going fast enough for them because they saw us riding up and down, and they called us wimps.
So the little kids called you wimps? And?
I stopped on my scooter, and I had 1 foot in their yard. I said, can you stop calling us names and just leave us alone?
So you got off your scooters?
Yes.
You and Marquise?
Yes.
Where was Marquise?
Behind me.
Now, at the time you got off your scooter, were they all calling you wimps or one of them?
Just one of them.
Which one?
The bigger one, the cousin.
The cousin. Is that this boy who's 10?
No. He was about as tall as me, and he was wearing a gray shirt.
Okay, but not this young man?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So somebody that you had not seen before called you a wimp, and you decided to get off your scooter, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And the person who called you a wimp was about your size?
Yes, ma'am.
But all the other children were smaller?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened?
He went into a garage and grabbed, like, a weight to lift weights with, and he said, I'm going to hit you with this if you don't leave now.
Okay. So now you're on the lawn?
Yes, ma'am.
And the same boy that called you a wimp went into the garage and brought out a weight?
Yes, ma'am.
and threatened you with the weight?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened?
I told him to put that away and that there was no need for it. He said, whatever, be quiet.
And then?
I turned around, he went back, and then he grabbed a Swiffer mop.
Who grabbed the Swiffer mop?
The same one that brought out the weight.
Okay. So what did he do with the weight?
He put it back in the garage and came out with the Swiffer mop.
So he went in the garage and put the weight away.
Correct.
And all this time, you're on the lawn. What are you doing out on the lawn while he's going into the garage to put the weight away?
Wait to see what he was going to do.
Why? Why don't you just get on your scooter and leave?
I don't know.
So he put the weight away, the heavy weight away. Then he comes out. You're still there. And this time he comes out with a mop.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened?
He came at me and he started swinging at me.
This is the big boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
So then I grabbed it and I threw it into the yard. And then the one that was holding the football, he was on the porch just standing. And then he dropped the football and jumped on my back. So then I was trying to get him off my back. And I swung him off. And I feel completely bad that he broke his arm. But I did not intend for him to break it. I just didn't want him on my back, so I flung him off.
And this is the same story that you told your father?
Yes, ma'am.
Which is a different story than you wrote here, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand in what regard it's different?
No, ma'am.
Well, let me read to you what you say your son told you. You say your son told you that the plaintiff's son and some other boys were playing in the front yard with sticks. They weren't playing with sticks. They were playing football, right?
And wrestling.
They were playing football.
Yes, ma'am.
You can stand up for a second. Did your son tell you that the boys were playing with sticks?
I believe so.
Okay, that's all. Okay. So you understand how this all came about?
Yes, ma'am.
It all came about because he says one of the boys called he and his friend a wimp.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what the confrontation was about. That these two 13-year-olds started up with a 10-year-old, two 9-year-olds, and an 8-year-old, one of whom called him a wimp. That's what he says. And both of them were on the property, both he and Marquise. You say, my son did step on the edge of the property and ask them to stop. He then started to walk away when one of the boys came out of the garage with a weight. He threatened to hurt my son, and the next thing he knew, the plaintiff's son, Aaron, jumped on his back. Where's this whole Swiffer story? That he took the weight back in the garage, he came back out of the garage, this time holding a Swiffer stick.
I don't know if it's a stick, Swiffer stick, I mean it's...
Well, you didn't say anything about that, sir. You said he came out and threatened him with a weight, and the next thing he knew, Aaron was on his back. But that's not what he just told me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now you can step down. Okay, on the 13th of November, you broke your arm.
Yes, ma'am.
You had surgery on your arm?
Yes, ma'am.
How many times?
Two.
Do you remember that day?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
Me and my cousin, his friend, and my brother, we were all playing football in my aunt's front yard. There were these two kids riding up and down. They weren't doing anything. They were just talking to each other. And then when my cousin missed a pass, he told us that we were bad at football.
Who told you you were bad?
Ryan.
This young man?
Yes.
So he said to you something about being bad at football.
Yes.
Were those his words?
I didn't really hear him because I was ignoring him because it didn't really matter.
Well, had he stopped the scooter?
No, he was walking by and just watching us playing football.
So he was off the scooter at the time?
Yes.
Was he holding the scooter?
No, I did not see any kind of scooter.
So no scooter. So they're walking by your front lawn?
Yes, ma'am.
And they commented on the football?
Yes.
And then what happened?
My cousin just ignored him, and then he started coming on the lawn. We stopped playing football to see what he was trying to do.
Okay.
And then my cousin put his hand out because he was nervous he was going to come on the lawn because our aunt said no one's allowed.
Oh, don't tell me what you, because your cousin put his hand out?
Yes.
And?
And then he shoved him down, and then...
Who shoved him down?
Ryan.
Shoved your cousin down?
Yes. And then his friend tried to come and help him up, but then he shoved Greg down.
So he shoved the two boys who were 9?
Yes.
On the ground?
Yes. And then he looked at my brother and started to walk towards him, so I threw the football at him to try to divert his attention to me. And then I rushed him, and then we started fighting, and then he flipped me over and I broke my arm.
That's a different story. Now, I assume either your mother came outside or your aunt. Who came outside?
My mom, my sister, my cousin, and my aunt.
And what did the boys do?
They ran away.
Okay, go over there. Tell me your name.
Andrew.
Would you come up here and talk to me for a minute? Andrew, you're 8.
Yes.
You know how important it is to tell the truth when you're in court?
Yes, ma'am.
And you know that I don't care what you told your mother or your father or anybody else about what happened on November 13th. You have to tell me the truth.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You were playing football?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember seeing Ryan and his friend?
Yes, ma'am.
Were they on scooters or were they walking?
They were on scooters, but they put it down and then started walking.
And then what did he do?
My cousin, he missed the pass and he said that he's bad at football.
Now, I want you to tell me exactly what he said, because that's pretty much what your brother said. He told me he was bad at football. That doesn't sound like something that a boy would say.
He said that we were wimps because we didn't know how to play football that well.
And then what happened?
He stepped on the lawn, so my cousin put out his hand because...
No, I don't want you to think about what you rehearsed with your brother that you were going to say. I want you to look at me and tell me exactly what happened. Do you understand that, Andrew?
Yes.
Okay, so...
My cousin put out his arm, but Ryan felt threatened, so he pushed him down.
Okay, I'm not going to get anywhere with him. Sit down. A little too rehearsed. Now, did you put the scooter down?
No, ma'am.
Of course you did.
Only when I got off and when they...
Up here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Well, when the police arrived, they interviewed you. You want me to refresh your recollection, what you told the police?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to refresh your recollection, and for your father, too, who seems to have some doubt in his mind.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 10-year-old Aaron Brown says he was attacked and injured by 13-year-old Ryan Vara. Aaron claims Ryan threw him to the ground, breaking his arm.
Now, you had to put the scooter down because you said you stepped on the lawn.
Yes, ma'am.
So where did you put the scooter down?
On the sidewalk.
And you put it down on the sidewalk and then walked towards the lawn?
Yes, ma'am.
Did somebody in that group miss a football pass?
I have no idea, ma'am.
I don't believe you. Step back. Now parents can come up. Sometimes things have a ring of truth and sometimes they don't, Mr. and Mrs. Vara. You know that, and I know that. And it doesn't make sense to me that an 8-year-old, 2 9-year-olds, and a 10-year-old are going to call 2 13-year-olds riding their scooters wimps. It does make sense, however, that the 13-year-olds, when a bunch of little kids are playing and they miss a football pass, might comment on that. Even if I believe him, that somebody called him a wimp because he wasn't going fast enough on the scooter, which I don't believe. I think he probably goes pretty fast on the scooter. You think that gives him the right to get off the scooter and start an interaction with young children?
No, ma'am.
Well, it didn't, because his actions caused him to break his arm. And I do think you pushed one of the boys. And I think that the reason that he may have gone inside to the garage to get a weapon was because you pushed him. So I think your father may have bought your story, but I'm not so sure about your mother. In any event, the Browns had a substantial amount of not only pain and suffering with their son that he endured as a result of 2 arm surgeries, they also had astronomical medical bills. Who do you think should be responsible for that?
Me, Your.
That's right. Now, that falls upon your parents, because somebody has to assume that responsibility. And this wasn't an accident. This was a purposeful act. It was a purposeful act by 2 13-year-olds who were acting like bullies with 4 little kids. And they trespassed on his property, on the property where they had no right to be. Anything else you want to tell me?
No, ma'am, I do have the x-ray.
I'd like to take a look at it. Do you also have a police report?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at that, too. By the way, if you didn't do anything wrong, what did you run away for?
Because
what?
He broke his arm.
Well, if you didn't do anything wrong, and if you were merely defending yourself, I don't know, you're 13 years old. You have a certain amount of judgment. What did you run away for?
To tell my parents.
Who did you tell?
My dad.
How did you know he broke his arm?
By the way his hand looked.
So you knew you would cause some serious damage?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, when the police arrived, young man, they interviewed you. You want me to refresh your recollection, what you told the police?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to refresh your recollection, and for your father, too, who seems to have some doubt in his mind.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
But he's the one who jumped on his back when he was
another little boy. He went on the lawn and started pushing little kids. And if you don't see that, sir, your wife sees it. If you don't see it, that is your problem.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Aaron Brown says Ryan Vara attacked him and broke his arm. Ryan claims Aaron started it.
Your son told the police that he and his friend were walking in front of the location, and Aaron was playing football in the front yard, and that when he and his friend passed the house on foot, the kids playing football threw the football at him. That's what he told the police. He's got to get his story straight. I'm just telling you what he told the police. If you're going to be a liar, you have to tell a consistent lie. You can't say, to me, he called me a wimp, and to the police say they threw a football at him, because that's what he said.
All right.
And then he said a verbal argument ensued, and then one of the kids grabbed a mop and a weight from the garage and tried to swing the mop at him, but did not hit him. After that, a football was thrown at him again, and all the kids jumped on him, and out of self-defense, he threw the plaintiff off his back. Then they spoke to Marquise. He said that when the kids in the yard threw a football at him, he went to get the football and toss it back in the yard. That's when the kids threw it back at him again. When he went to get the football another time, somebody said, "Can you please quit messing with us?" That's when he gave the football back a second time. Even the two kids can't get the story straight. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, I don't think that your son, actually, Mr. Vara, intentionally intended to cause serious injury to this little boy.
But he's the one who jumped on his back when it was
another little boy. He started it. He went on the lawn and started pushing little kids. That's what he did. And if you don't see that, sir, your wife sees it. If you don't see it, that is your problem. Now, I agree with you. He went to defend his brother because your son pushed the other children to the ground. He went and he started it. They didn't call him a wimp. That's not what started this thing. That's what he told me. That's a lot of baloney. He knows what started it, and I know what started it, and the only reason he got scared is because he saw that he had broken his arm, and that's when he ran to you. But I just read you the stories that he told. The one he told me was different. The one he told you was different because you swore to it in your answer, the story he told you. Well, I don't believe...
I wasn't there, so I can't...
I understand that. I just want you to understand that you know that a teenager is lying when their mouths move. Especially when they've caused some damage.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, he was being a bully. He knows he was being a bully, and he knows that all he had to do, even if I believe the story he told me, which I don't, that he was driving by in his scooter and somebody said he wasn't going fast enough and called him a wimp. Does that require you getting off your scooter, throwing it to the ground, and going to confront four little boys that are anywhere from 3 to 4 years younger than you are? Is that a reasonable response? Of course not. Even if I believe him, which I don't. So, a couple of good lessons. One, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me, even if I believe you, which I don't. Second, a lesson of life that I'm telling you. If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Which means if you tell what happened, you'll be able to tell it all the time to everybody. To me, to the police officer who spoke to you first, to your father, to your mother. If you tell the truth, you don't have to, well, what did I tell them? Did I tell them that they were playing with sticks? Did I tell them that he called me a wimp? Did I tell them that he threw a football at me and that's why I went there? You see, you told all these different stories. It's hard to keep in your head. Ashamed of yourself. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Step out.
Judge Judy, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You all decided to get a one-bedroom apartment together.
Tight quarters lead to tension.
His doc and his girlfriend was staying at the apartment.
What was more annoying, the Labrador or the girlfriend?
The dog and the girlfriend.
Judge Judy.
His son's story was inconsistent from the very beginning.
I teach my son to defend himself.
The father's reaction at the time, how he talked to my wife.
If somebody messes with him, I mean, he needs to defend himself.
I knew the kind of person he was and how it was going to turn out.
Football's a sport. It's competitive.
Well, obviously, I wanted justice, and I just wanted to have our day in court.
Stay out of other people's lawn.
And that my son understood that if somebody does something wrong, that you can't have action against them.